I don't see a common time.
So we're in Northwest London, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pasha Shlach Lecha, Chof Dala 7, the 4th of June, Harav Dov Be'er Kawan Shlita, Pasha Theme.
Good morning everyone, Pasha Theme, I thought of a name for the shiur this morning. It's called Don't Forget the Mission, Don't Forget the Mission, and I've passed around some source sheets. I'm always in two minds whether to make source sheets when I give the shiur. On the one hand, it helps people to follow along. On the other hand, is you get people, they take the source sheet, they read the whole thing from beginning to end, as soon as they get it, and then they kind of look through and say, they kind of guess what's happening, or they've seen already or know already. So I'm going to ask very kindly, if you have the source sheets, just go with me. I'd like to take you on a journey together. We're going to go like Bnei Israel in the Midbar. We're going to go on a journey, biyachad. Lech lecha. We don't know where we're going to go yet, but we're going to go somewhere. So just if you can, just stay with me, stick with me, and we'll go on the journey together. And suiting with this source sheet, it's very funny. Many years ago, I gave a shiur in Eretz Yisrael, and the people, it was for a group of young people. So I said to them, I'm going to give a shiur. I said, I'm bringing source sheets. I said, fantastic. This is a true story. I said, brilliant. So I walked in there, and the room was full of people, and they'd never seen so many. It was a youth group. They'd never seen so many people come to any sort of Torah shiur ever. So I walked in, they were all looking very expectant, and I came in, and I looked at, they're looking for something. I said, what's wrong? I said, where's the sushi? Where's the sushi? So I said, you said you're bringing sushi. I said, no, I'm bringing source sheets. I hope I don't disappoint. Anyway, half the room left, but okay, they stayed for some element of shiur. I also like to dedicate the shiur today to Lunishmas Rocha Bas Naftali Hertz, Aleh Shalom, who a close friend, Shochen, Chavrusa. It's his late mother, so just this shiur should be Lunishmasa. Okay, so I've called this morning the shiur, Don't Forget the Mission. We're going to go together, like I said, on a journey. But let's start, we're going to talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Like I said, please stay with me as we go along. We're going to talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis and hopefully try and understand it from a different angle, try and see it from a different angle. There's some source sheets here if you want to pass around. So we know already from, again, I realized I was putting this shiur together. If you're going to give a shiur on tzitzis, we could speak for hours and hours and hours and days and weeks. There's so much to discuss. There's so many angles to cover. But I chose one mahalach. I'd like to share one thing with you. So we see in the source, we know from the Sefer Chinuch, that underlying really the whole mitzvah tzitzis is the inyan shuhu leman nizkor kol mitzvah Hashem tomid. That you will always remember the mitzvah Hashem. You have something with you. Tomid, always a reminder, constantly on you, on your personage, a reminder of the mitzvahs of Hashem. There's nothing better for your memory than to have something in front of you, and as they say in French, an aid in memoir, something constantly in front of your eyes that will remind you of Hashem, remind you of the mitzvahs, remind you of doing Hashem's will. Like someone who's got a badge, someone who's got a symbol on them that demonstrates who they are, their status, where they're coming from. Okay, this is what the tzitzis is for us, Tomid. Your eyes and your heart are constantly focused on them. When you see your tzitzis, you will be remembering constantly the mitzvahs of Hashem. So here's the question. The question is as follows. Why here? Why here, of all places, does the Ribbono Shel Olam decide to present us with the mitzvah of tzitzis? Now, there are many mahalchim on this, like I said, I could give many, I have to sort of present one way, but look inside yourselves, you'll see midrashim, etc., that talk about maybe after why it's in the Mekoshesh Eitzim, other things. But again, why would the Ribbono Shel Olam give us the mitzvah of tzitzis at this point in time? If I would open up the floor, so to speak, here and ask you, which I won't do now, but you could think to yourselves, where would be the most logical place to present the mitzvah tzitzis? I wouldn't have thought it's in Bamidbar. In fact, often time I'm giving classes and we'll talk about there are three parshas of the Shema, and I said, the parsha of tzitzis, where is that? No one ever guesses that it's in the middle of the Sefer Bamidbar at the end of Parsha Shlach. Most people think maybe it's by when we present the Shema, when we talk about the Shema in Parsha of Vayeschanan. Maybe there, you know, or Akev, maybe that's where it belongs. Or others might say, and I could understand that really, since we wear tzitzis, you know, in the morning, we put the tzitzis on, we go in daven, we put on tefillin, it makes sense to present in Parshas Bo. At the end of Parshas Bo, you get given the mitzvahs of tefillin, you're taught about the Kedushas tefillin, and it's reminding us constantly about the zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would have thought that the most logical place is to put Parshas Tzitzis is next to the tefillin. When we leave Eretz Mitzrayim, we go out, Hashem gives us the mitzvah of tefillin and tzitzis together. We should always remember Hashem, always remember that He took us out of Mitzrayim. That, in my mind, would be the most logical place. Or even if not, if we start focusing on another part of Tzitzis, which is Vayisim Kedoshim, right? You have to be holy to Hashem. You have to act in a Kaddish way. So maybe in somewhere in Sefer Vayikra, we've got a whole parsha of Kedoshim to you. There are so many mitzvahs that are in Parshas Kedoshim. So put it there, put it in the mitzvah Kedoshim. You know, we're going to be talking about being Kadosh, being holy, acting in a holy way. Maybe put it there. So why does the Ribbono Shel Olam choose at this place, at this point in time, to give us Los Asuru? But again, right. Exactly. So this is, of course, there's a very clear answer we know of the Los Asuru, that they went Lasuru to Aret, they went to spy out the land, and Hashem's telling us, Los Asuru, you know, be careful with your eyes. I wanted to give an additional answer to that. That's an answer which is kind of Yadua, which is that they went out to spy, they went out to look with their eyes, they already knew in their hearts what they wanted to see, and now Hashem's telling you, I want you to see the Tzitzis Tamid always and remember Hashem. But still, you could also argue that maybe Hashem should have given the refuah before the Makkah and given us tzitzis way back in Parshas Bo. So they had the tzitzis on them. So when the Meraglim were walking around Eretz Canaan, they would have had tzitzis on them. They would have remembered Hashem as they were walking. They could have seen the tzitzis. So I wanted to present something else. I wanted to give a different mahalach on this. That's the first question again is, why here, of all places, do we get the mitzvah of tzitzis? The other question is, what is this element of Kedusha that we see dafka by tzitzis? We see that the tzitzis is something which saves us. It's a level of Kedusha which is so powerful. We see in the source B that I brought you here, the famous Gemara Menachos of a man who was going off to do a Maisa's Nus, and he was, you know, it says, interesting enough, that Maisa Bala Mechad Shaya Zoya by Mitzvah Tzitzis, there are those that are medayik on this, that was the only mitzvah that he was really so careful about. He didn't really was careful for any other mitzvah, just the Mitzvah Tzitzis, what he was careful for. And he went off to do this Maisa's Nus, and he's about to do the Maisa, and the Tzitzis came and hit him in the eyes. And as the Tzitzis hit him in the eyes, Rashi says there it was a nace, somehow the Tzitzis flew up and smacked him in the eyes, and he fell onto the floor, and he refused to do the Maisa. And it turns out in the end, not only him, but also the woman, she also, in the end, they converted to Yiddishkeit. And we see this, somehow tzitzis saved him. There's a level of tzitzis, a kedusha yisera, regarding tzitzis. Why? What is the connection between these strings that we wear on our personage and this higher level of kedusha? So these are two questions we have. Why here dafka? And secondly, why this extra emphasis on kedusha dafka by the tzitzis? So, as we kind of go through now, there is one answer that I saw from the Panim Yafo. It says the Balaf Lo does give an answer to why Dafka here do we see the mitzvah tzitzis being given. It's not the answer you gave, it's a different answer from the Balaf Lo. He says the following, he brings down the Gemara in Menachos, in Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. And there the Gemara says, Upliga de Malacha Ashkachid Lav Katina. Right, there's an angel that found Rav Katina. And he was wearing this linen cloak, Rav Gena de Michase Sedina. And he was wearing this linen cloak. I'm like, Katina, Katina, Sedina Bekaita, Vesarbala Besitua, Tzitzis Shatrelis Martahe Alea. So he said to Rav Katina, you're wearing this linen cloak in the summer, and you wear this coat called a Sarbella, which they only have two corners. So therefore, you're going to be putter from wearing tzitzis. What about wearing tzitzis? What about the mitzvah of trelis and tzitzis? What are you going to do? Aren't you going to wear this? Aren't you going to be doing the mitzvah? What happened to the mitzvah of tzitzis? So he turns around and says, "Amale, and shisoi aser. You're going to punish me just because I didn't do an aser. I can understand if I don't do there's a vera, if I commit a vera, you'll punish me. But just because I didn't do an aser, you punish me." So Amale, the angel says back to him, "Vizman diika ritcha anshinan." When at the time when there is a divine anger and there's a judgment on you, so Hashem will punish you even if you don't do an aser. There's a divine anger, and Hashem is angry, and you refuse to do an aser. You decide I don't want to do an aser. Hashem does give you a punishment for refusing to do an aser. Does it?
You're vulnerable.
Yeah, you're vulnerable. So do what you can. Exactly. So this is the answer the Panim Yafos gives. It says that here we see, after they refuse to go into the land, Hashem is obviously very angry with them. And we also have the part of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Hashem is angry with the Jewish people. And so that's why the Panim Yafos says that this is the time that Hashem gives us the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Again, the problem with that is, there are other times since leaving Mitzrayim that we've behaved in a way which is inappropriate. The Chet HaEgel, right? Maybe after the Egel, that was the best time. You know, Am Yisrael, they sinned. They moved completely away from Hashem. So maybe the best thing to do would be that after Hashem forgives the people, gives them second luchos, and straight away, here's the second luchos, here's the mitzvah tzitzis. Here's another mitzvah for you to always have a zechira to remember Hashem. Here's the mitzvah for you to have. It would make sense, I think, that to go there. So even the butterfly gives that answer. I wanted to go a little bit deeper. I think it answers, but it doesn't answer. So it was 6 years ago, Friday morning, I was learning with some boys at the JLE, complete beginners, and it was Erev Shabbos, Parsha Shlach, and they come for tefillah, and we davened, and we learned before davening together. So I put out the chumash, and I said, let's learn together the Parsha. Fine, so we said, it's Parsha Shlach, okay, let's all go through it together. So we see that it says there that they wanted to go to the Torah Eretz Canaan, they wanted to go into the land of Canaan. So these are beginners completely, and so one of them said to me, what's Canaan? What is Canaan? So I said, Canaan is the name that was given to the land that Am Yisrael were going to go and conquer. I said, so why is it called Canaan? Why is it called Eretz Canaan? Right, now again, good question. He has no clue. He doesn't have the background. He said, why is it called Eretz? It was Canaan a person? I said, yeah, you know what? There was a person called Canaan. Oh, who's that? Okay, let's take out Bereshis now. So now we're going to go on a journey back to Bereshis. So take out Chumash onto Parshas Bereshis. And I start to discuss with him what we know about Canaan. Canaan is the son of Ham. And there's a maaser there in Parshas Noach. Vayachal Noach ish adamah vayitah kerem. I don't think we have to go through every element of the story. I presume that everyone here watching or in the room right now is familiar with the story. When Noach comes out of the teva, he drinks, he gets drunk, and he's rolling around naked on the floor. And we see this in source D. Vayacham avi Canaan. Es ervas aviv ve'aged l'shnei achiv echav bachutz. What happens is, Vayar Cham sees, again, we're going to come back to this, he sees the error of his father, and one's normal natural inclination should be to cover one's father up, to be embarrassed, to look away and to cover one's father up. Instead, the Cham looks and laughs and tells his mother to come and have a look as well at the nakedness of their father. Vayar Cham Avi Canaan, and why is mentioning Canaan here? So Rashi says in source E, that Yeshmer Rosein Omrim Knan Ra'a v'Higilaviv. So actually, Knan was the one who saw the grandson. The Einakul comes along, sees the grandfather naked on the floor, and he's the one that runs to his father and says, "Come take a look." They both go and look together, and then they go and tell their brothers what happened. Of course, not just that. You understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it wasn't just that they saw their father. There's one that they castrated Noach. The other was that they had Cham had relations with his father. So, right, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it. Complete and utter base licentiousness, znus in every level imaginable is coming out of this maisa of Cham and Canaan biyachad in this moment in Parshas Noach. These boys are a bit shocked to see, you know, just opening up the Parshas Noach. All they asked was a simple question about who was Canaan. And I'm showing them Canaan, this land where it's Canaan, is Al Shem a person who him and his father were steeped in znus, in licentiousness. And not just that, but the father, the Cham, committed these acts with his father. And this is who Canaan is, and this is what the land of Canaan is named after, this person. It's a little bit shocked. I said, well, so let's read on a bit. So let's read on the story. Okay, again, so we're all familiar with this again. I don't have to go through every step of the story here. But Shem and Yefes, they take the Simla. And it says here, they went, they walked backwards. They walked backwards. They didn't look. They refused to look. They walked backwards. And the Medrash explains that not just that, but they covered their eyes. Shem covered his eyes and looked backwards. And they cover their father. They cover him up. They cover up the erva. They cover up that Maisa's nus. Ah, what is the mitzvah? What is the reward that Shem receives for doing such a Maisa? Look at this. I'm talking about Parsha Shlach, this erev Parsha Shlach. I'm talking about Shem, and suddenly for the first time, it clicks in my mind. Understand, Rashi tells us, right there, that in source F, Vaikach Shem Yefes, Eksiv Vaikru Ela Vaikach, Limeit Al Shem, she's Amitz B'mitzvah Yosem Yefes. Again, that's a whole different share we can give in Chanukah time, if you want, about Shem and Yefes, but Shem was the one who was the Amitz, he was the one who really took the bull by the horns and went straight forward and did it. Therefore, he, Lachaz Zachu Banav, Natalis Shel Tzitzis. For that reason, his children, the children of Shem, received this mitzvah of tzitzis because of the masa of shame way back there in that moment with Noach, with shame, with Ham, with the office, everyone together. That is why we receive this mitzvah of tzitzis. And the medrash in Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer brought here as well. Vasulam tzitzis meichan zachu yisol v'shazer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedaso imem masa shame avien. She kibedes Noach aviv shneimav yikach Hashem v'yefes es asimla v'roimer v'yechu acharonis ma'ali chasan. Not only did they walk, but they're looking the other way, and they went, as they left, they also didn't look backwards. They didn't refuse to look at their father. Miyad parakosh barachul avanav, shasane mitzvah tzitzis. We receive this incredible mitzvah tzitzis because of that maise. She hoyd vahada ba'olam azeh ve'olam haba. Yotevez zadam lefanav v'lo acharav, shtei kanafos mechod sad. Not just in front of you, but also from behind you, it covers you completely from every direction. They went forward, they went backwards. I've heard, by the way, a beautiful idea. The mitzvah tzitzis you have in front of you, but also behind you. It's the only mitzvah, if you think about it, it's something you can't actually see, so it's behind you as well. I heard a beautiful idea once that it reminds us as well with our actions. Sometimes we do things, and we're consciously doing them, and we can make a big Kiddush Hashem, but sometimes we're doing things, people are watching us constantly. Behind our backs, they're watching what we're doing. And we can make a huge Kiddush Hashem often without even realizing people are actually watching what we're doing and seeing how we're reacting, seeing how we're behaving, and we have a huge impact on people even when they're not looking. That's the idea that sits behind us. Okay, but the point is that we see here that Shem's action in being mitaken to a certain extent, the znus of his brother Cham and his nephew Knan, results in this mitzvah and tzitzis. Now at that moment, all the light bulbs are going off in my head, and I'm sitting talking to these boys, and they're discussing, they asked an innocent question, who was Canaan? And for the first time, I made that connection and saw how this between shame and tzitzis and parsha shlach, and everything starts coming together about why maybe we get the mitzvah tzitzis at this point. Why? Let's make the plug-in. Let's do this plug-in together. We see that the Meraglim refusing to go into the land. What was the Ikka problem, right? They went in, obviously, but they went after their eyes. They already knew in their heart what they wanted to say. And they forgot their mission. They forgot completely what was the whole point of us going into the land in the first place. Why are we going into the land? What's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go into the land of Canaan? We see in many places in the Torah, I just only brought a few, we see in many places it brings out that the whole purpose is to rid that land of all the tumah, of all the znus, that Canaan came in, took over a place that was meant to be B'nai Shem. In comes Canaan, and the land is seeped now, and all the tumah and the znus of Canaan, all the Shiva Amamim, are now in the land, and they're filling it with znus. And we have to go in there as Am Yisrael, and we have to wipe it out. And that's why we're told constantly throughout the Torah and Tanakh everywhere, don't let anyone stay. You've got to get rid of them. You've got to take them out of there. If they stay, they will act as a mokesh. They'll be problematic for you constantly. But you have to go in. You have to take out and wipe away all the znus, all the tumah. We have a role. We have a mission to do that. See, it just source H, for example. Source H, this is Vayikra. We see that the Arayas in the parsha of the Arayas, in Achrayimos, after all the Arayas are given, it says, "Al titmu b'chol eile, ki b'chol eile nitmu ha-goyim she'ani meshalech mipneichem." All these Arayas that I've told you not to do, this is what all the people there are doing, is their daily actions, this is what they live for. All these Arayas, but you have to go in there and not do that. "Ani meshalech mipneichem b'nitma ha-aretz va'efkoid avona aleya." I'm throwing them out of the land. The land is vomiting them out because of what they've done. Because you have to go in now and you have to mitak in that. You have to fix that. You have to clean up the place. This is what you, Am Yisrael, have a tough kid. You have a job to do. And what happened was the Meraglim forgot that. You know, we aware that they all had their own different cheshbonos, and probably many of them were Shem Shemayim. But we understand also that Going into the land of Israel wasn't just the, it's going to have a nice holiday home, you know, by Netanya, it's very nice, there's the sea, there's the air, there's beautiful fruit, there's vegetables, it's a lovely place to live, the weather's great, it's fantastic. You know, it wasn't to go and have a holiday in the land. We have a tafkid mesuyam, we have a specific role and job to do when we enter the land, and that's to get rid and wipe away all the tumah of Mitzrayim, but we refuse to do it. We refuse to go in. He says, too hard, we can't do it. Who said you have a choice in the matter? It's not a discussion, should you or shouldn't you? This is what I brought you out of Mitzrayim to do. I brought you out of Mitzrayim to go to the land to do this. And this brings us to an incredible kliyaka that I saw in Parshas Achrei Mois. That when I read it, it's Mechudash L'Gamrei, and I thought it was incredible. That we see it here in source I. Maaseh Yetzer Mitzrayim Asher Yashavtim Ba Lo Ta'asu. Maaseh Eretz Kanaan Asher Ani Mevi Etchem Shama Lo Yisasu. So how do we translate that? Like the actions of Mitknan don't do. I'm going to take it, don't do. How do you know we translate that? Okay, so it means all the tumor, there's no that Knan do. Says the Kliyaka, no. Kliyaka says the following. Kliyaka tells us, and again, we could go through the whole thing. I'm looking at the clock, I can't go through. Take it, you've got the source sheets, read through it. The Kliyaka says, what was this Eretz, the mice Eretz Canaan? Isn't necessarily talking about the actual actions of the Canaanim. It's talking the Maaseh Eretz Yisrael was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to schlep us into there. He had to take us and he had to literally take us and pull us into that place. That's the Maaseh Eretz Canaan. That even though we were told you have a specific mission, they refused to do it. So Hashem said, you don't want to do it? I'm going to have to push you in there. I'm going to have to shove you into the land. This is the Maaseh Eretz Canaan that we're not allowed to do. Don't do that again. Don't do it again that Hashem has to push you and force you to go to a place, Baal Korcha, to a place which is Chaviv Bala Avos. This is the place that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov wanted to be in and loved. And you were like not unsure whether or not you should go in. That's what the Kliyaka says, is Maaseh Eretz Canaan. Don't ever do this again, he says here. And it's beautiful. Literally lift us up and put us into there because we refused. We didn't want to go. If you think about it, it's saying to us that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up in a way that we've come out of Mitzrayim. We have a tafkid mesuyam. We have a specific mission, and we refuse to do it. Don't ever do that again. That's what's called Maaseh Eretz Canaan. Take a breath. Okay, so maybe this could be why, right now, of all the times in the Torah, Parshas Boy, we mentioned maybe somewhere in Kedoshim, somewhere in Vayikra, maybe this could be the reason why now, of all times, we get this mitzvah of tzitzis. Hashem presents us with this mitzvah of tzitzis. We see, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzitzis Yischem Eretz Mitzvayim, Lo Yislachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem says, at the end of the Parsha of tzitzis, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Hashem, Rashi says there in source L, Asher tzeisi eschem, almanas kein padisi eschem, shekablu aleichem gezeroisa, I've taken you out. It's not for a nice idea, maybe we'll go out and be free, just do what you want. No, you have a specific job to do for me. I want you to go into this land, I want you to metaken what's going on there. And this again, source, you see in source M as well. And Hashem lekeichem, od lama ne'ema, kidei shelo yamru yisal, v'mei ama amakom. So Rashi says again, why did it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice? Because a person might say, look, you got this mitzvah, so maybe I'll do it and get the reward, and maybe I won't do it and get the reward. No, he says that it's not the case. Al korchem ani malkechem. No, it's not that you have a choice to do it, should I, shouldn't I? Al korchem, you have to do it. This is what you've been brought in this world to do, to go into the land. It's not a discussion point. You know, you see with kids sometimes when you make a masa and matam in the kids, it's not, you know, do you want to? You have to do it. We'll work out ways, if you want, to make sure it happens, but it's not a discussion point. You have a job, you have a role to go into the land. We have to be mamleches koyanim. We have to be a goy kadosh in the land of Israel. We have to take out the tumah, take out the zumah of Canaan, of Cham, and go into that place and make the tikkun in that place. Again, so this really brings all together. Why now? So we're Miragim say we can't go in. Hashem says, you know what? Way back when, shame, your father, your shame, saw the znus of Knan, saw the znus of Ham, and he walked backwards and he covered his father and he did a maisa with his matakin, Ham Knan. You just now missed the opportunity to do that. You had the opportunity to go in right now and you missed that opportunity. I'm going to give this mitzvah tzitzis right now. The mitzvah I promised his father, now I'm going to give it to you. To remind you that this is your job, to go in and fix all that tumah. So we see again the kanfei, the corners, the kanfei bigdehem. Rashi there makes the connection to Vaaseh Eschem al kanfei nesharim, the wings. By nesharim, some people call eagles, I think nesharim, the actual translation is vultures. They have the biggest wingspan is actually a vulture, right? But Hashem says, I'm taking you there into the land al kanfei nesharim. And there in Parshas Yisro, it reminds us that we have to be atem tiuli. After he tells us he's going to take us in kanfei nesharim, atem tiuli, mamleches koyanim, v'goy kadosh. And this is the Kedusha element of Tzitzis. Like we said, why is it such an element of Kedusha? Because it's to remind us constantly, our job is to be a Goy Kadosh. When you wear a Tzitzis, it's to remind us we have to be a Goy Kadosh, so that people should look at us, should look at Klal Yisrael, should see the way we act and say, I also see your Kedusha, I want to fix myself, I want to lift my level of Kedusha as well. I mention this story often. I was in Hong Kong Airport. My wife's from Australia, we fly often via, when we used to fly, which is, we haven't been able to fly for a while, and we fly, it's usually through some Asian airport. So we're in Hong Kong airport, I'm walking through, and I see there's a shop, and in it there's a bookshop, a Chinese bookshop, and they have there on the shelf a book. In the window, it's a Mugen David and a dollar sign. A Mugen David and a dollar sign. So a dollar sign, a big dollar sign, and a Mugen David and Chinese writing. I was like, okay, obviously anti-Semitic literature here. Trying to, you know, it's probably the protocols that others design. Some anti-Semitic book about how the Jews control the world. I said, this is terrible. I have to make a, you know, so I stopped a person there. I said, can you explain to me, please, what is this book about? And I was very angry. He said, no, he said, you don't understand. He said, this book is how we, the Chinese people, look up to you, Jews, because you're so good at making money. You're an inspiration to us. You are the inspiration to the world of how to make money. And I thought to myself, this is, you know, you want to sit down and want to cry, because that's what the world looks to us and sees. That's what it should be. No, it should be where we're a Goy Kadosh, we're an Am Kadosh. Hashem took us on the Kanfei Nesharim, to take us to this land to be a Goy Kadosh, to metakin the Znus of Ham, to metakin the Znus of Canaan, to go in. We refuse to do it. Hashem says, now I'm going to remind you constantly, on you, constantly remind you that you have a specific mission, and it's a mission you can't refuse. Thank you. Herr Schammer, 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 Herr Schammer,